Federal Parliament is sitting for a final fortnight before the budget in May, and with the search for savings well underway, most attention is on the Senate this week, where the government's being blocked from repealing the carbon and the mining taxes. Legislation to scrap the carbon price has been stuck in the Red Chamber for more than 100 days now, while a bill to get rid of the minerals resource rent tax and a range of related measures is due for a vote this week. The government is warning Labor and the Greens their obstruction will cost the budget billions, almost $14 billion, by blocking the mining tax alone. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann joined us in our Parliament House studios. Minister, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Minister, before we get to the mining tax, the ICAC, ICAC corruption hearings in New South Wales have heard that your colleague, Arthur Sinodinos, stood to make up to $20 million personal profit through a company with links to Eddie Obeid. Now, this occurred before Arthur Sinodinos entered the Parliament, but he was the state Liberal Party treasurer at the time. Do you agree this is not a great look for the man who is now assistant treasurer?
Well, Arthur Sinodinos is doing an outstanding job as assistant treasurer. He's made a full statement to the Senate some time ago, and of course he's cooperating fully with the inquiry.
He is indeed, but the inquiry at the opening of the ICAC yesterday, we heard that he was appointed to the board of Australian Water Holdings in 2008, quote, according to the inquiry, to open lines of communication with the Liberal Party. Again, given the sum of money he stood to profit from if this deal had gone through, and it didn't, is it appropriate for political office holders within the Liberal Party, he was New South Wales State Treasurer, for people to use their political contacts for such extraordinary potential gain?
Look, I'm not going to give a running commentary on the inquiry that is currently taking place. Obviously, these are matters that are currently being assessed, and Senator Sinodinos is fully cooperating with the inquiry.
Should he stand down in the meantime while this inquiry is heard?
Absolutely not.
Two other matters now. You are claiming a net saving of $13.8 billion if the mining tax is scrapped. Labor and the Greens are holding out. You really only have to wait a few extra months for the new Senate to be installed, and you will get your mining tax scrapped, won't you? We'll get the mining tax scrapped.
Well, I mean, only the Labor Party can be so incompetent to come up with a massive new tax targeting an important industry for Australia, the mining industry, and leave the budget worse off. The fact that scrapping the mining tax would actually improve the budget position by $13.8 billion tells you everything you need to know about the mining tax. And the fact that Labor, under Bill Shorten's leadership, is standing in the way from us fixing up what is one of the many messes that we've inherited from the Labor Party just shows that he hasn't learned anything from the election result in September last year.
Labor disputes the $13.8 billion figure, but in terms of fixing it up, why don't you consider fixing it up rather than scrapping it? Because mining companies under the current design of the tax get their deductions up front, and that's the big reason it's only delivered $232 million last financial year, far below what Labor said it would. But once those deductions run out, this tax could be a big earner, couldn't it?
Well, the fundamental premise of this tax is wrong. It is based on the premise that the mining industry doesn't pay its fair share of tax. Now, the truth is that the more profitable you are as a mining company, the more company tax you pay, the higher the commodity prices, the more you pay in royalties on those resources. That is an appropriate system to ensure that the community gets a fair share from the extraction of a non-renewable resource. Now, we've always said that the underlying premise of the mining tax was wrong. It was designed by Labor as a tax on Western Australia. As it turns out, it has raised less than 10% than what Labor predicted it would raise, even though they had already spent all the money they thought it would raise extraordinarily. But nearly 100% of the revenue that it has raised would come out of Western Australia. So to have one national tax target one single state like that, and for Bill Shorten to go into Western Australia and create the impression that somehow he's having second thoughts, but here in Canberra continuing to vote to keep a tax, which is a tax on WA, shows the complete confusion that reigns in the Labor Party these days.
But aren't you trying to confuse things there? The mining tax was never just a tax on WA. Are you pushing this ahead of the WA Senate rerun?
The mining, we've always said that the mining tax is a tax on WA.
But it's not. I mean, it's a tax on mining companies wherever they are, not just WA.
Well, that is actually, if you look at where 99% of
BHP
the iron
Billiton
ore production...
BHP is not just in WA, though.
Well, the mining tax was designed as a tax on iron ore and coal. And when it was initially designed, you will find that Treasury officials told Senate estimates that 80% of the revenue was expected to come from iron ore production, about 20% from coal production. As it turns out, nearly 100% of the mining tax revenue comes from iron ore production, and nearly 100% of iron ore production in Australia takes place in Western Australia. It absolutely is a tax on Western Australia. The Labor Party in government under Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard was anti-West Australian, and Bill Shorten is persisting with the anti-Western Australian, Eastern State-centric attitude of the Labor Party.
Now, the tax was meant to fund a range of measures. As I mentioned, it's brought in far less than it was ever thought it would. One of the measures, and you're scrapping the measures it was meant to fund that are already there in our budget, one of those is the income support payment paid to children of war veterans, either killed or seriously wounded. That bonus is worth $211 a year to help with cost of living expenses, and you're cutting it. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Pretty hard-hearted?
Well, we have inherited $123 billion worth of projected deficits over the forward estimates. Government debt is heading for $667 billion. There are a lot of meritorious causes, but when they're not funded, they're not funded. And it was quite cruel for Labor to give people the impression that somehow they were able to fund things on the back of the mining tax when the mining tax actually wasn't going to raise any meaningful revenue, because Wayne Swan was so incompetent in the way that he designed the tax he told us that this year it would raise $6.5 billion. As you know, the latest prediction is it'll be about $500 million this year, less than 10% of what he said when he announced that it would rise. So anyway, Wayne Swan went out there spending all this money that he didn't have, and you know, does that mean that we've got to make some tough decisions along the way? And we've of course announced those decisions in the lead up to the last election. Before the last election, we were very transparent before the election that we would scrap the mining tax and that we would scrap all of the unfunded spending promises that Labor attached to their failed mining tax, with the exception of the increase in compulsory super, which we said that we would delay by 2 years.
Yes, you might have been clear about it, but as governments keep telling us, budgets are about choices, and in this budget you're choosing to scrap a payment of $211 a year to 1,200 kids that raises about $260,000 a year, as Labor pointed out. That's, with that kind of money, four women under Tony Abbott's paid parental leave scheme could be denied, and you'd be paying for it. Where's the equity in this? It is a choice, isn't it?
I'm not announcing the budget here today. The budget will be delivered on the second Tuesday in May. What I'm confirming, though, is what we've said for a long time, including in the lead-up to the last election, is that we are committed to scrap Labor's job-destroying mining tax, because that will help us build a stronger economy, create more jobs, and ultimately deliver stronger revenue for government. And we are committed to scrap all of the unfunded spending promises that Labor irresponsibly and fiscally recklessly attached to this failed tax. That is what we need to do in order to start repairing the budget mess that we've inherited from the Labor Party.
And just briefly on another issue, the WA Senate election does loom. I'm sure you're very well aware of that in your state. There's a record 77 candidates on the ballot paper. Will this work against the major parties again, do you think? And what do you think of this number of micro parties that have come out again for this election?
Look, we're focused on running our campaign. We've got a strong and experienced Liberal Senate team in Western Australia, which has a track record of standing up for WA and delivering a better deal for WA. We will campaign on our track record and on our commitment to continue to deliver a better deal for Western Australia into the future.
And is the government holding on to the Commission of Audit until after the WA election? You've had it for some weeks now. You're the Finance Minister. Have you seen that Commission of Audit?
I have seen the Commission of Audit report, as you would expect me
to
do.
So why can't we?
This is normal government process. It's completely completely unrelated to election timetables. What you would expect us to do in the lead up to a budget, and I say again, the budget is due to be delivered on the second Tuesday in May, and we're going through an orderly, methodical process where we are assessing a range of inputs into our budget considerations, including the Commission of Audit report, and of course, that's we're just getting on with the job carefully and methodically, making judgments to see reflected in the budget later this year.
Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining us.
Always good to be here.